You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Lead us in, Lace.
Has that worked once?
That wasn't the deal.
Do your vocal warm-ups.
No.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I am Topher. This is Lisa.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, it's great. How's it going with you?
Fantastic. Also joining us today is Bo.
That's me.
Hey.
Hi.
Join us as three poor novices explore the deep depths of the bizarre.
Oh, horror. I was like, horror novices. I'm an expert horror.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are novices at that.
The bizarre, the disturbing, and the extreme. Lisa, let me ask you something.
What, Chris?
What the fuck are you watching?
I'm watching American Guinea Pig Bloodshock from 2015.
Ooh. Yes, you are right, Lisa. We are continuing our epic journey through the Guinea Pig series, and we're winding down. We've only got a few more left.
How many American ones are there?
As of right now, 4.
Ooh, as of right now, I like that answer. You imagine there's more coming?
There is.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Never-ending saga.
I think they're still like in production or whatever. There's going to be Slaughter the Swine. Which is like Illuminati sex ritual.
Okay.
Sort of thing.
Okay.
And then there's going to be Chum Bucket, which is a serial killer lives in an abandoned aquarium, and he's got a shark that he feeds all his victims to.
Oh, shit.
That's a cool premise.
Yeah, it is.
An abandoned... Oh, could you imagine living in... I wouldn't want to clean the tanks, though. Never mind.
I don't think they have dates or anything, but they're in the works. Anyway.
I killed my sister's fish with a hairdryer once.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
It wasn't on purpose, kind of.
Trying to dry them off?
It was like one of those intrusive thought things, like when you get on the highway, you're like, what if I just swerve my, or jerk my steering wheel to the left a little bit?
Mm.
But this time it was a hairdryer in the fish tank, and I did it.
Okay.
I was like 7.
Was it cool?
It blew the socket and all the fishies died.
A little cool.
Yeah.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah. Some say sociopathy. Others say grade school.
All right. So this one is directed by Marcus Cook. He did the special effects on Bouquet, our last movie we covered.
That's not a great resume point.
Divisive movie on this podcast.
And he did what this time?
He directed.
He's the director this time.
And the special effects.
Oh. I think the same special effects guy?
He stepped his game up.
Wow, okay.
Or he just learned that black and white is better.
Yeah.
Written by Stephen Biro, the director of the last one.
Oh, okay.
Starring Dan Ellis as our unnamed dude, Lillian McKinney as our unnamed woman, Andy Winton is the doctor, and there's a few others.
Andy Winton looks like a guy I used to do cocaine with.
Lisa, what happens in this movie?
What happens in this movie is there's a freaking guy and a girl that are captured by some crazy doctor guy, and he just keeps doing weird shit to them.
All right. Excellent synopsis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then there's, you know, where you think they're going to escape, and then they just have weird, really bloody strange sex.
All right.
The end.
Good job.
Again, all I thought of was the AIDS blanket. It's like they've definitely got AIDS.
I got something. Whole lot of it, too.
Oh, it was, yeah.
It was the biting of the, like, fleshy bits yes. around the gashes mm-hmm. that really did me in for a second. I was like, okay. Yeah. I wasn't prepared you, for like, cannibal sex. I wasn't yeah. ready yeah. for that.
I think by that point of the movie, I had just been grossed out so much that I was just like, whatever.
You didn't think it was sexy when she was like ripping his stitches out with her teeth?
Fuck no.
Okay, I kind of did. Because like, also, I couldn't decide. I was like, is he actually like boned up in his boxers right now? Or is that a prosthetic? The size of it kept changing.
Maybe he was.
So I don't know about her.
Oh, man. Well. We begin wheeling a guy in a wheelchair in a shitty old rundown, maybe doctor's office.
Yeah. My first notes are opening credits already look better than anything we've seen so far.
can concur. Yeah. Will attest.
And then opening in shitty asylum, strapping male patient to a chair.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all in black and white.
Yeah.
How about the sounds?
Well, I was going to say, this was the first soundtrack that didn't, like, detract from the film, I think. Uh-huh. I think it actually, like, intensified the, like, suspense yeah. aspect of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's pretty relentless, the soundtrack throughout the film, but it's also, like, you know, they could have gone a little cartoony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they didn't, so it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shit made me feel fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then there's random, like, clicks throughout it, too.
Yes.
They're not actually referenced visually, but you hear clicks every now and then, and that's maddening.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The sound on this movie drove me fucking insane.
Yeah.
And I know that it was meant to do that.
Yeah, they nailed it on that front. So,
like, they did their fucking job. But yeah, it drove me insane. Like, I constantly was commenting on the freaking sounds. I was like, oh my fucking God, this again? Like, is it going to stop?
Nope. We watched it with these headphones, and like... Something in the back of my fucking brain.
Oh, see, I wouldn't do it with headphones, like, I don't think. I don't know about her.
But it was rough.
I thought the cat was behind me, like, rustling papers or something. I kept looking behind me, like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, with like, headphones, that's a little
weird. It's just the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made my brain itch.
It was...
Somebody needs to lick it, please.
Would you remove Chris's stitch threads with your teeth?
No.
No.
God, I think it'd be hot.
Hey, I did it to myself, remember?
Yeah.
Tasting
with your teeth, though?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you probably did use your teeth, yeah.
To separate it.
Yeah.
Because all I had was a rusty box blade at the time, and I was trying to, and it wouldn't work. So I just bit it, which kind of squished the whole stitch, and when I pulled it out, it like ripped my whole fucking finger. Fucking terrible.
Was this for fun, or...
I didn't want to go back to the doctor. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
To get my stitches out.
Yeah. He cut himself at work. And
yeah.
This was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he was like 18.
I think I quit the job before I got my stitches out.
That I think that's what it was. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Hell yeah. The good old days.
Back in 2007 or something.
I was going to say 18, that had to be like almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
All right, so we get to the, what would you call this? The operating room? The doc? Well, it's like a fucking doctor's office. His desk is there too.
Yeah.
He just has a chair that he does all his operations in it too.
That's just his office.
The doctor.
His private office.
Doctors stand by his desk. And he puts down what I'm assuming the picture of his family so they don't see what he's about to do.
Oh, see, I didn't even notice that part.
Yeah, I thought it was meant to be like a character development like ploy, and I just don't think it needed to happen at all. But
I don't know. Other than, you know, like...
To give him some degree of humanity, maybe? I don't know.
Or maybe less. I mean, you know, he's
maybe less.
Just fucking destroying these people. And I guess he just goes home at the end of the work shift. It's just kind of weird. He tells the patient, "We're going to have a fun day today, my friend."
I thought he said, "You're going to have a fun day today."
Oh, shit, he might have.
I don't know for sure, but that's how I put it in my notes.
Well, it's really, the voices are like super subdued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that, maybe that's why this actress became a boom operator. She's like, they didn't do it right, this whole fucking film.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I assume it would be on purpose. Because those fucking crazy sounds are like right in the forefront.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's not like anybody really says much. Just like, what, 3-4 lines in this whole movie?
Well, I mean, I don't know. The doctor talks. But usually, yeah, it's like a couple of lines each.
Yeah, I think the, like, time. What would you call him? The nurse practitioner? Yeah. Mr. Baldy? I think he has the most lines, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So we pray our patients. Mouth open with the
forceps,
some kind of fucking crazy looking tool.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's a word for them when they're designed for the mouth, but forceps is all I can think of.
They were like specially designed to fucking, I don't know, cut tongues out.
To hold the mouth open while you cut the tongue out. Yeah. Yeah, and so he cuts his freaking tongue off and then he just sews it back on.
He just sews.
Oh, he sewed it up. That's what he did. Yeah. He sewed up the freaking wound.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because he doesn't have a tongue later.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, because at the time I was like, why is he just sewing this fucking tongue back on?
Yeah.
Makes sense, though, because he didn't have a tongue later. Duh.
There you go. And then our fucking nurse dude takes him back to his room, his little padded cell, and is like, for the rest of your life, all you'll know is the taste of iron. That guy's, like, line delivery was insane.
Yeah, I don't think it was great. pretty much all of his lines are, it's like he was just reading the script, which I guess isn't, I guess that might be a school of acting. I don't think it's a good one.
But, no.
You know, he's great at looking like the doctor's tweaker assistant, though. He nailed that bit.
Yeah.
He looked pretty intense most of the time.
Yeah, he did. I've been in prison with guys like that one.
Yeah, and then he tells the guy, don't make us take out your voice box.
Yeah, and I giggled at that. Something about voice box is funny to me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But he doesn't actually use his voice box for the remainder of the film, so I guess they could have.
Maybe.
Yeah. He does some moaning.
Yeah, he does a little bit. Yeah, and then he says, and then the guy says, give it about a week and I might be able to understand you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like, what the fuck?
And so, like, he just kind of fucking hangs out in a cell. You get, like, a long black screen. Yeah, I want to say maybe that's, like, because it happens, like, 4 or 5 times. Just black screen. Maybe that's, like, days passing.
I thought of it, it's kind of a musical term, but like in movements, like a piece will have like 4 movements and it kind of seemed like that. I guess you call them chapters. It's like that was the chapter 1. Now we're into chapter 2.
Okay. Our nurse dude brings in some food and it's all gross.
Is it pre-chewed? Like like a bird would? I wanted to see nurse man chew his food for him. I know he hasn't had his teeth fucked with yet, but he has no tongue.
Yeah.
I'd imagine eating becomes an entirely different process when you are absent a tongue.
Yeah. Oh, he hears something on the other side of the walls. And I think this guy does a pretty good job, like, acting.
The victim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acting without a tongue.
Maybe that's why he's the better actor in this film. Because the other ones were good at, like, being menacing, but the lines were suspicious.
Yeah. Take out the tongue, they become pretty good actors.
I will say his, like, fight or flight seems to have been disabled since the get-go, though. He doesn't put up a lot of a fight.
No, not at all.
In this, I don't know if he's drugged or what. He's like, okay.
Yeah, like, not even from the very beginning. He's just like, there's like some a little people, bit of struggle, but
some
not
people
much.
Are probably like that. I don't think I am, but some people are probably.
I mean, I'd at least try, like, once.
Something.
Yeah.
We don't really see how he gets there. We just see him getting rolled up in a wheelchair, so I guess...
That's true. He might be defeated every time we happen upon him.
So he really just kind of spends time in a cell, and they bring him to the doctor's office. Doctor examines him, takes some blood. back to the cell. He's just kind of hanging out, dragging his fingers around the padded room, which Lisa did not like. You know, this.
Why did you? You didn't like the sound of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, when he was doing that, it was a bad sound. Okay. Yeah. There was so many sounds in the movie.
There was some uncomfortable noises occurring, yeah. For sure.
Like the whole fucking movie.
That was a, yes. Yeah.
The sounds made me very uncomfortable.
Ironically, sure. Though, I think those can like make or break a film. And I think it's why this one didn't suck.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I really felt like a fucking mental patient.
Yeah. Yeah. It was effective.
Mm-hmm. They bring him back to the doctor's office. Doctor sets up the fucking metronome thing. More fucking annoying sounds.
Yeah.
And then just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, they just punch him until he blacks out.
Yeah. Devil's experiment style.
Yeah.
And
then they take him back to his room.
Mm-hmm. And he gets his first note.
Yeah. He sees a folded up note over on the floor, and so he picks it up and it says, "Welcome to hell."
He stashes this new note in between the walls.
Yeah. And then they take him back to the room and bash his knee with a mallet.
Yeah.
And then he's back in his cell and he gets another note that says, "Cat got your tongue."
Yeah.
And then he shoves that one was in the cute. Wall. Yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, so you can't tell if it's like a friend or not.
Right, yeah, true. I know. Don't be a fucking sarcastic bitch in the middle of fucking torture room.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's exactly the kind of note I would tell you.
And then they have him in the room again, chaining him to a chair and drawing blood.
Mm-hmm.
They do be drawing some blood in this movie.
Oh my God, yeah. All the time. Into these little jars.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that little.
Well, no, they're not. They're like those mason jars.
Yeah,
we have.
Girl. It is a notable portion of blood every time they
mason
show it.
Mason jar full of blood.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I meant to look up what that thing is called. I know it has a name, the little wheel.
The little, okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah, that was a modified one.
Yeah. Because I have one. I can't think of what it's called.
Well, that's what Chris said. He said, "Isn't that like a sex thing?" And I was like, yeah, but
it is.
Not that kind.
And it's almost like massaging. But not how they were doing it.
Yeah. No, it was like theirs was like sharpened and like drawing blood.
Yeah, those were like spurs.
Yeah, because mine's
and
like
he had
nubby.
Different sizes. Like,
yeah.
I almost got something like that when I was trying to grow my hair back. Yeah, that fucking bleed too. What is those things called?
I don't recall.
Micro well, yours was needlers. Like micro something. Yeah, micro needling or something.
Is it worth it?
No, I stopped doing it.
Yeah, so I don't think so.
Yeah, so then he just keeps doing the little wheel thing on him and going up to different sizes. Mm-hmm. Give me a 3. Give me a 5.
He's like, "Give me a 7.
Yeah, and then they like bend him over.
Yeah.
Like doing it to his back.
Yeah, that part killed me, man. Like
down his spine.
They started freaking doing that on his spine. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
That would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put alcohol on it he did it.
Rubs him down in rubbing alcohol.
Well, you gotta be sterile.
Right.
He really liked freaking giving him wounds and putting alcohol on it.
Yeah, that he did really like that part.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then he's back in the room and he gets another note.
Mm-hmm.
Says he's going to get crayons soon. Well, it just says crayons soon.
Crayons soon.
We assume it means he's going to get crayons soon, but I don't know.
So it almost seems like his new friend is like further along in the torture process. It's like.
Or at the very least, better with coping.
Yeah.
Well, like, she knew that his tongue got cut out.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "Hey, you're going to get crayons soon." Oh, you must have got the spurs.
Yeah.
Crayons are coming.
Are these guys Marines?
And then after he shoves that note in the wall, he gets another note that says, "Eat the notes."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just...
goes and digs up all his notes.
And then he does do that.
Eats all the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't think twice about it either.
I know, man.
They were probably fine.
Listen, the whole time I was just thinking it was going to be like acid or something on the notes. Yeah.
Well, I was hoping so. I had this thought as well. I was like, I wonder what these pages are just like doused in. Yes.
I don't know, at least it's like, it's probably just that nurse, like, fucking with him.
Yeah.
I thought so, too. I didn't know that it, until it, they revealed to her, I didn't know that any of this was from, like, a fellow patient. I thought this was just part of their, like, game they were playing with this man.
That's what I thought, too.
That would be fucked up.
Well, I thought that's what was happening.
Yeah.
Because some people will just die if they don't have, like, hope. And so I thought this was their, like, version of instilling a shred of hope for their game victim, but...
I thought they were mistaken. Just fucking with him.
It got even weirder.
I know.
Take him back to the old doctor's office, slice his feetsies.
No, I like all of the versions.
Footsies.
He slashed the footsies.
Footsies got slashed.
Oh, darn my footsies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gee, golly, my feets. I wonder if he spoke, that's what he would sound like. We don't know. He's probably got an Elmer Fudd thing going on.
That's why they didn't let him
talk. They said, God, cut that out. Literally.
God, dude, it's just part of the story, man. We just got to cut your tongue out.
Yeah.
So they slice his feet up, and then they're like, oh, the levels are where we like them.
Yeah. And he tells the orderly to hold him down and open his right eye.
He's like, oh yeah, you like, oh, it kind of looks like that.
It does sort of look like the cover art.
Yeah.
And he just kind of flashes the scalpel.
He just shows him the scalpel.
Yeah. And gets him nice and scared.
I thought it was going to be another scene where they sliced his freaking eyeball with the scalpel. And I thought it was going to be like
layers
jelly.
Of it, though. Yeah, that's what I was expecting as well. Yeah. I was like, oh, here comes the jelly.
Yep.
They do love some jelly.
Yeah.
I wish I know what the fuck I wrote here.
Okay, so then he's back in his room. And then he gets on.
Is this the let's note, make a pact?
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Friends yeah, with a piece of paper and hair.
Yeah, yeah. Piece of paper that says friends, little piece of hair, and then another piece of paper with a heart
with
on
a
it.
With a heart, yeah. And then he eats the freaking note and the hair.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, none of that bothered me so much. I was like, yeah, just eat it all. You know, it can't be any better or worse than the green pea mush.
I guess. Oh, I was just shocked at how quick he was to just eat that hair.
Yeah, like...
This is unrelated, but I saw a baby food the other day that was apples and chicken mush.
Yeah, that's like, that's been around forever, like...
Has that always been a popular
thing?
That seems...
Because there's not very many, like, meat options.
Apples and chicken mush? Yeah,
isn't that weird?
I mean, I guess a baby doesn't know.
Yeah. They have all kinds of weird baby food combinations.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to just make my kids baby food myself, so...
Was it ever apples and
No, it was chicken? Always just, like, you know, bananas or sweet potatoes or...
Yeah, stuff that's already whatever. Mushy.
Yeah, like, you know, I would just make it. It wasn't ever like mixes of anything.
Apples and chicken might not even be bad. It sounds bad though.
Pureed meat sounds.
That's not great. That doesn't sound great to me. It's a no for me.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Yeah. So he eats his fucking hairs and notes and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Eagerly. Okay. Well, he's not happy about eating the hair.
But he does it so quickly.
I think he seemed a little excited to eat the hair. Well, yeah. He's like, ooh, a hair.
He got nothing else to do. It's so bad that he goes to his cell just hoping he's got something to eat.
Yeah. There. Ooh, a snack.
A new note to eat.
Nom nom.
It's the highlight of his day.
Probably. That's what I said. The hair thing, that's a gross texture.
Yeah. But
it made sense to me. I was like, yeah, eat the hair. What else are you going
to
do with it?
You at least got to have something to fucking wash it down. There's no way you could just swallow hair.
No, because it's just chilling in his mouth. He doesn't have a tongue to swish it about with.
Yeah. Well, we find out later on all about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Nurse comes in, gives him his crayons and freaking paper, and says, "The good doctor wants to know how you're feeling."
Yeah. And he writes, "Fuck you." Which is exactly what I would do to you, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you expect?
Can I speak with the manager?
Yeah.
1 star.
Yeah. And then he's back in the chair.
Yeah, he is.
And the doctor wants to check his tongue.
Yeah.
And then he says, "Oh, you have a cavity. It's your lucky day, though. I can fix that for free."
It's nice of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
He's the good doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good doctor.
Yeah, so how'd you feel about this tooth extraction?
Yeah, this was the part that hurt me the most at this point.
The freaking dental hook?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is this where you gagged?
It might have been. I don't know for sure. I can't remember what part I gagged because there was a lot of parts that grossed me out.
We start getting gaggier than this pretty soon, but this was the most, this I experienced the most displeasure from witnessing at this point in the film.
Yeah. He just started stabbing that fucking hook into his gums and shit. Yeah. Oh, God. It was so bad. I know.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen
tooth horror. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he starts, stabbing at the cavity and then stabbing him in the gums. Uh-huh. And then he just fucking pulls out some pliers and pulls his tooth out.
Gets to ganking.
And then he says, "Oh, it's uneven now." And he pulls the one out on the other side. But this... And then he sees that the tooth has hair on it.
Yeah, this tooth's wrapped in hair.
And I don't think he's happy about that.
He did seem disturbed by the hair-wrapped tooth.
Yeah. But also, okay, so I haven't brought this up yet, and I don't know why I didn't put it in my notes, but as soon as he got that hair, and then we saw the girl with no fucking hair,
yeah,
I was like, where the fuck did that hair come from?
Did they shave the downstairs?
That's what Chris said. Is that her
pubes? I like to think it's giant pussy hair.
Yeah, dude, maybe that's why he put it in his mouth. He said,
she was fucking bald. Where did the hair come from?
I mean, honestly, it's probably because at the time she had hair.
My guess would be, maybe. You know, when you shave a head, the hair goes everywhere. She probably had it.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Or it's the pussy hair.
Yeah. I like to think it's
I'm also inclined to believe it's the pussy hair.
Like a 3 foot long pussy hair.
She said it's been a while.
Yeah.
That's why she goes at him so vigorously. In a
Oh my gosh.
And, but yeah, the hair's wrapped around the tooth.
Yeah.
And I noticed it. And then like when he puts the tooth on the table, it's like, look at the hair.
Yeah.
So you kind of think like something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the doctor does notice because he goes back and like with the flashlight, I guess looking for more hair or something. But that's it.
Yeah.
Nothing really comes in that. I was like, fuck, is that a hair? And then like it hit me like, it's a hair, yay. And I was like, hitting Lisa, it's a hair.
Yeah. And I was like, I know.
Yeah. Well, it didn't occur to me immediately when he ate the hair that that hair's just going to get stuck in his mouth. He's got no tongue, bitch.
Yeah.
There's no way he can get that down there. But yeah, I know that checks out.
And then he goes back to his room and he starts writing notes.
Yeah.
And that's when he writes 4 different fucking notes to say, I want to die, and shoves each in the wall. So now she has to eat 4 separate notes instead of 1.
That could have been 1 note.
What a He's just trying to feed her, I guess, though.
This is why Twitter has a character limit.
I mean, you just got your fucking paper.
Yeah.
And your crayons.
Yeah.
And you're going to waste that much paper? And you're going to make your fucking pen pal eat 4 notes when it could only been 1?
Yeah.
Are my friends and I the only like group that would eat each other's notes as children just for the fuck of it? Were we those kids?
Maybe. I don't think I ever ate notes.
I mean, I chewed on some paper.
We were in Catholic school, though. You can't get caught with a note in Catholic school.
Yeah, I did chew on paper, too. And yeah, I don't think I ever ate notes, but I also didn't really ever pass notes when I was in school.
Okay.
I was a good kid.
I was not.
Yeah, I was a really good kid.
I was going to say, we used to eat our notes, but it was Catholic. The nuns would beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
For whatever.
You can't get caught with that shit.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Yeah.
You can't get caught with those notes. That's the same thing. You had to eat them, just yeah. like he had to.
Maybe that's what it was. Now that I think about it, I think that's what it was.
And then my next note is the doctor pouring blood into the vials and then injecting himself.
Oh, yeah. This is where he starts jizzing his pants, talking about his promotion.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God. They're going to give me a promotion this.
This was a highlight of the film for me.
Yeah.
Well, and I thought, I was like, is this like an adrenochrome film? Like, is this like a, let's get their like adrenaline pumping and then like harvest it for as a drug thing? Is that what's happening?
That's definitely what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, there's no other.
Well, this might just be a kink of his. I thought it was just a kink of his, the good doctor.
But it might be. But I don't know. It seemed like at some points they were like getting more blood or something.
Well, yeah, they you fucking know, like, go in on that bitch's heart more, in a second.
Well, like when they were on his spine with that thing. Yeah. It was like they were getting more blood the higher he went with the freaking number of wheels or whatever.
Yeah, because by wheel 5, that's the good shit.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously this doctor's talking, getting high on his own supply.
Yeah. That's when he starts fucking his own eye socket in a bit with that, whatever that implement was, little fork.
I don't even know.
He's looking at it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh God.
Yeah.
Our victim dude. Mm-hmm. Gets a note from his friend, says, don't leave me. Let's make a pact.
We said, okay, well, I was thinking about leaving, but now that you've asked, I think I'll stay.
Yeah. I'll hang out for a while.
So how bad could it get?
And then, like, I think the best bit of acting from our victim, our male victim, is when he's, like, considering making the pact, and he's just kind of absentmindedly just eating his note, thinking about it.
I don't know.
It's damn good acting.
I think his best acting is in the sex encounter.
Maybe.
And then after he says yes to making the pact, that's the first time we see the girl.
Mm-hmm. She is fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
She has a bald-headed hoe.
Yeah, and she has like that weird like halo thing on her head.
Yeah.
It's all
the metal.
Yeah.
It looks like one of those like old like back brace things that they used to put on people.
No hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite bald.
Bald. Her head's all scarred, like it's been cut apart.
Yeah, a bit of a Frankenstein vibe going on.
Yeah. And we see her writing in the note and sending it to him, and then he eats the note. And then she eats the note that he sends, but we don't see what they say.
Yeah. What do you think they said?
She said, I'm thinking about stabbing these bitches in a sec. You, you DTF?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I told Chris. I was like, I assumed the notes were like, we're going to escape. And then I was like, well, maybe this was the plan all along.
Maybe like, it was. Have you ever used your own blood as lube?
Yeah. Maybe they were just like, you know what? We're not going to get out of here. And even if we do, you know, our life's going to suck. So
valid.
Let's just fuck each other to death.
Yeah. And boy, golly, don't they.
Yeah. So the nurse dude loads her up in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't catch this on the first watch, but on the second watch, she's got a big old leg brace on her fucking...
Yeah, she does.
...left leg. And then during the hallway scene where he's wheeling her, the brace is on her right leg.
I did catch that. I watched it before I came here, and I did catch that, but I was like,
And then it's back to her left leg while she's in the chair.
See, I didn't notice that.
My guess is they had to have inverted the frame that they shot instead. Like, because I can't imagine they would have that's a silly mistake to make otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have just been
kind of, or maybe it's like some weird mirror shit. You know?
I think so. Yeah. I think that must have been like a frame inversion situation happening. Yeah.
And then she's in the chair and the doctor's unscrewing the brace from her head and back and all that.
Yeah, should have used a ratchet, in my opinion.
I agree. I did note this as well. I said, that's an odd tool choice. We're going to be here for a minute.
And I think the sounds of a ratchet would just help the soundtrack.
Oh, my God. A fucking ratchet sound undoing that brace would have just been too much. Like, I can't.
Yeah. I think I agree. Yeah, I think it should have been a ratchet.
Yeah, they just
so he just takes the brace off and then sends her back to her room, and then says, "Bring me the mail."
Bring the mail. And then the nurse comes in with a handful of envelopes and is like, "Oh, it's just junk mail."
Yeah. So, what's going on here?
Yeah, see, I didn't even put that part in my notes.
Because it didn't happen. I was making a stupid joke.
Okay, I was like, what?
I was going to say, I don't remember this bit, but they've been receiving mail? What mailman's come into this?
Yeah.
I assume dilapidated.
No, there's no mail.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't remember this happening.
I know. I was like, what are you talking about?
I just fucking made a really bad joke, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
You had me thinking I had, like, immediate, like, lapses in recall. I was like, what?
Yeah. So then I have the man's face down on the table.
Yeah,
back of his gown's open.
Face down, ass up.
And the guy cuts his back open.
Yeah.
And I meant to look up what this fucking thing was called, and I didn't do that either.
The implement used?
Yeah.
It's a jiggly saw.
Chris called it a jiggly saw, so that's what it is in all my notes, is jiggly saw, because I planned to find the right word and replace it, but I didn't.
I mean, it might be because I watched it, but jiggly saw makes sense to me.
It's G-I-L.
Gilly?
G-I-L-G-I or something like that.
Gilgi?
It might be Gilgi.
Well, it's not jiggly.
Phone person, look it up. It's jiggly.
Is it really? Is this a word? G-I-L-G-I?
I'm fucking pretty sure.
Was it something you read in the junk mail?
Yeah, a bag of comic book. Get a jiggly saw.
Get a jiggly cents. Saw. If you can buy a saw and get through someone's back with it for 99 cents, that's a deal.
I'm seeing them called cable saws.
I've never seen this word that he just spelled for me in
it's
my life.
Jiggly saw. Where's my phone at?
I'm just saying, like, they have things similar to it that they are calling cable saws.
Yeah.
I know originally it might not be that, but that's what it looks like.
Okay.
Jiggly saw sounds better.
It does. Yeah. It's got a good ring to it. God damn it. I got to look it up now.
Okay. G-I-G-L-I. Giggly?
Maybe it's Giggly.
It's probably Jiggly. It's probably someone's name, whoever like came up with it.
Yeah,
I would
it was
guess.
Invented by Leonardo.
Jiggly.
It's Italian, so
yeah,
I don't know.
It's
if
probably
that...
Jiggly.
Leonardo Jiggly.
That would be my guess.
Oh, it was featured in 2003. I mean, sorry, 2023 American horror film Saw X.
And
they used it in Saw X too.
Nice. They also used it in 1999's Audition.
It's got to be Jiggly.
He was a surgeon and an obstetrician. So he was using these things to cut babies out.
Yeah, so he was up in them babies.
I don't know, though. It says he was an Italian surgeon and obstetrician remembered for describing a medical procedure called Jiggly's operation, and it was and for designing the Jiggly saw to simplify its performance.
God, why does medical shit always sound terrifying?
I know, it's like a piece of like miniature barbed wire or yeah. something, dude.
This is an implement of torture. Here's your Nobel Peace Prize.
They had a lot.
So
of...
it was meant for something called a lateral pubiotomy.
Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't sound good.
Lateral moves are never good, but.
An operation to divide the pubic bone near the symphysis, the front midline where the left and right pubic bones meet.
Ah, so. Man, I've told people I'm going to saw them in half, but not like that.
It is only rarely performed during childbirth if it is necessary to increase the size of an abnormally small pelvis to
oh my
allow
God.
The passage
Your pussy
of a
hole's
child.
Too small. I'm going to saw this baby out of you.
Oh, that's
Girl,
crazy.
That's wild.
I've seen, because you know, like, fuck it.
I think now they just do C-sections for that.
Yeah, I don't think a couple extra stitches are going to fix that one, is it?
Bone?
See how we're digging this baby out you, bitch.
I've seen people throw freaking footballs through freaking female skeletons. Like there's so much room.
That's an interesting visual aid.
Yeah. And you throw it at the male skeleton and it doesn't go through. But football goes through a female skeleton.
I've got to show you some fisting videos. I bet I can get a football in one of them.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's too small... You throw that jiggly saw in there.
Yeah. Let's just make this lateral pelvic incision here.
Widen them hips out.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it worse, knowing what it was originally made
for. Yeah, that was not encouraging.
That's brutal, yeah. Man.
And you know, he fucking used it, too. Mm-hmm. He'd be sawing pussies open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
your
I'm
own
sure.
saw that has your name on it.
He's got it on the wall. Just
fucking coming up with excuses to use that thing.
Said yes. I saw it open.
He invented the whole operation, apparently.
I bet he did. He's a freak.
The operation itself was named after him.
That's the most pro-life choice I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, like, hey, I'm going to have to jiggly saw you.
Yeah.
I'm not even pregnant.
It don't matter. I'm pro-life.
They had a lot of, like, fucking crazy-looking medical devices in this movie.
It's pretty late in the film, actually, when they, like, do the wide shot panning over all the little, like, table of implements they have. I think it's right before they saw open her chest and start licking her palpating heart.
Shit, I keep hitting the fucking table.
Okay, so then this thing says that he actually invented it for neurosurgery.
How do you make the jump, though? I'm like, this is good at getting into brains. Oh, this is good at getting into...
Yeah.
I know.
Probably because it's just tiny. It's got to be the size of the thing that's important.
Well, I think... I don't know.
He first spent 2 years attending the most celebrated obstetrical clinics in Paris and London. And then in 1892, he moved somewhere.
Do you know what they were up to in the fucking 1800s?
Yeah. And during this time, he proposed the lateralized pubiotomy, which became known as Jiggly's operation. For safe That's delivery cursed. In cases of maternal pelvic deformities.
Deformities.
I wonder why that saw would be preferred to the, like a fucking regular saw.
Because he's probably the only one to start sawing into pussies.
Inspired by the sight of a jagged knife during a country banquet.
Inspired was a choice.
Conceived his wire saw to simplify the procedure. So apparently he was just cutting into women's pubic bones with like knives or something. Yeah. And then he invented this saw to do it.
I kind of thought it would
be. You don't arrive at the need for a saw unless you've done it without the saw, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, God, I sure could use a little saw for this.
I think it's a classic solution needing a problem.
Yeah.
But I think they used it, what I thought would be the best way to use it in this movie, where you need to cut like one little piece so you loop it in there. And then
yeah, ironically, their display of the jiggly saw was less concerning than what's just been described as its
That's what I'm thinking story. Too.
Cut your whole fucking pubic.
If they had balls, they would show us that.
Yeah, we just saw him using it on her freaking arm bone, not her vagina.
Yeah, dude. God well, damn you gotta it. Cut through like fucking an entire forest of hair down there.
Yeah, we do. The hairs was long.
Oh, yeah, and that's the part. The part right before the saw on her arm bone was where he was cutting the stitches open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were hearing the pop from the stitches. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I did think the little snapping sound was maybe a bit gratuitous, but it was disturbing all the same.
Yes.
Yeah, this shit got Lisa pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, he uses the saw on her freaking arm and then stitches it back up.
Is this where you get to see like all little bone fragments coming out when he's sawing?
Is that on this part?
It might be.
I think it might be on the other.
I think it's on the other one.
Yeah, I think it's the other one.
Oh yeah, he cuts the fucking stitches open, and there's just a bunch of packed in gauze in there.
He's gauze. There was so much fucking gauze in there. He just kept pulling forever.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he saws her shit up and then sews her back up.
Yeah.
And he shoots up some fucking blood again.
Yeah, he fucking does.
Yeah, he's in the chair just fucking high.
I'm assuming at this point he's like addicted to adrenochrome.
Yeah, he's geared the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. He's real into it.
And he needs to go straight to the source.
Does he?
Yeah, and then...
It's the smell, though, for me. I know we don't have smell-o-vision yet, but if we did, this would maybe be the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life, because the smell of just an open chest cavity, that has to be intense as shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's got to be real gross. Your organs on display? You know what they're up to inside us? Some fucking gross shit.
I mean, I think it smells, but it doesn't smell like bad. Only once you like start rupturing like guts and shit.
Yeah.
Then you're fucked.
I don't know.
He was hard and he was licking. And yeah, it's not going to do any of those things to me.
Yeah, so he brings our male victim in, shaves his head, cuts his fucking head like our female victim, and licks his skull.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's God, a licker. That was fucking gross.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's trying to get the fucking adrenochrome, right?
Yeah, he said,
fuck pulling it out. Just fucking go straight to the source and lick it.
Yeah.
And
then he sews his head back up, sends him to his room, and then he brings the girl in.
Yeah, and this one's fucking rough.
Cuts open her torso.
Gets the whole...
Cuts her sternum with the freaking saw. And I think that's where we saw the bones. Maybe.
There's one part. It might have been on the former one, but there's a portion in here somewhere where we spend a long time looking at the actual bone.
Yeah.
With like the torn ligaments and shit around it.
That is coming up, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They get this fucking rib spreader thing.
Yeah, that thing was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Crank that bitch's chest open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just fucking pulls her chest open.
Licks her.
And then, yeah, just fucking has her heart exposed and then just licks it.
Now, that's a man who will eat you out on your period.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's going to scare you first. Then yeah. Do it.
He's gonna jiggly saw you. And he's gonna lick it.
That's not period blood.
Depends on when he does it.
I mean, that opens up.
He has to make his own blood.
Yeah.
It's not that time of the month. It is now, bitch.
So I notice your uterine wall isn't shedding. Let me help.
Nurse, bring the jiggly. Yeah, and so on our male victim.
When he licks her heart, he says, welcome to level 5.
Welcome to level 5, yeah. I'm like, oh, this is a program.
Welcome to level 5. Yes,
I was like, what the fuck?
Is she about to graduate?
Yeah, where do you go from there?
What's level 6?
You probably don't want to know.
I do. I am only curious.
Level 6 is what they do later.
Yeah. Oh, you're probably right. That probably is level 6. Yeah, that's imagine those hormone glands. Ugh.
Yeah, so they bring the male victim in, and it's where you get the fucking bone saw or the...
Yeah, I thought it was on the dude. Right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was on the dude that we stare at the bone for a bit.
Yeah. And yeah, he cut his leg open, pulls it apart. Pulls it apart as he's cutting it.
That was
really fucking gross.
I didn't enjoy that. Yeah.
And then, he pulls out that Dremel tool and spreads his leg open and starts grinding on that freaking bone. And
I felt it in my leg when I watched that part. I was like, okay.
Yeah. That was so bad.
Cuts a little chunk of bone out.
He sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Replaces it with a metal plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets the first screw in, and then the second screw, they like slip.
Yep.
He's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Resets and fucking does it. Yeah, dude. That was intense, man.
Yeah. I mean, can you fucking imagine just...
I legitimately can't.
Somebody just drilled out a whole piece of your bone and then they're just drilling a fucking metal plate onto it. Ugh.
And like, through all this shit, I mean, they don't have tongues, but damn.
That's what I mean. He's not protesting to like any margin of the extent that I would imagine I would be.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm obviously going to die alone. I'm just going to flail about.
Exactly.
Me and my tongueless head are going to be up to some shenanigans. I don't know.
It might be because, like we were saying, the voices are, like, almost in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we just aren't paying witness to his
You can't hear shit over the fucking rustling and the metronomes and the fucking tentacle voices.
Well, and the music is relentless and pervasive.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. When he pulled the freaking leg skin back together after he was done, too.
Yeah, hated that.
That was...
Hated it.
That was fucking gross.
It was real good. I hated it.
And then he pours like a whole bottle of alcohol.
Yeah, he poured a bunch of alcohol.
He gotta be sterile. He's the good doctor.
Alcohol fixes everything, man. Ugh.
All good.
And then stitches him back up and sends him to his room. And then we get the girl in the chair. And she decides it's time to follow their plan, I guess.
Says,
and
I've got a man with a few holes waiting in the other room. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Up to this point, it's just pretty much just relentless. It's like, bring the girl in, fuck her up.
Yeah.
Bring the dude in, fuck him up. It's just fucking boom, 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 boom.
It seemed like he was just going one right after the other with no in between.
Yeah, this guy's going fucking crazy.
Because he's super addicted.
Yeah. But yeah, like you're saying, she sees her fucking chance to escape. She slips her fucking chain cuff thing.
Yeah.
Grabs a scalpel, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Stabs him in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the orderly comes in and she cuts his throat.
Slit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see the doctor pull the scalpel out of his eyeball. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, and his eyes
too.
All fucking nasty looking, dude.
That was
pretty
but
then with his good eye, he just kind of observes the scalpel for a bit.
Yeah.
And I thought we were headed somewhere.
I know.
Now, my theory on this. So she escapes, right? And she goes to meet her fucking lover, dude. Where's the doctor?
I think he's licking the scalpel because he's got his own adrenochrome now. He said, oh, I can harvest my own.
That is true.
Yeah.
I think he finds himself a big old box and a hallway, and he sits in that box waiting for our protagonist to escape, and then we get another zombie box man situation.
Oh, okay.
Because this is fucking Lucky Sky Diamond all over again. But they don't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what Lucky Sky Diamond wanted to be.
Maybe it is.
They don't follow the plan. They just have fucking cannibal blood sex.
Not super
in their
interested
room.
In escape, these two.
Yeah, man.
They're exactly where they want to be.
Yeah, she goes back to his cell and they just kind of look at each other for a while and then they start hugging and rubbing each other's scars, and that turns into kissing, and then...
And then she flip-flops that man over like I do my bottoms and pushes him up against the wall, and I thought we were in for some pegging. And we kind of are, but it's in a different hole than I anticipated.
Yeah.
It's in the back, Gash.
Yeah, it's that fresh back hole.
Yeah,
man. And, like, I mean, at first they just start, like, taking off bandages.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The bandage removal wasn't docile either, my dear. The way you've described that, I don't think does it justice.
They embrace and they're caressing each other's bald heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They start off kind of sweet, but then, it turns into much more.
They show her tongue during making out, and I'm like, you're just putting the tongue in the tongueless orifice.
Dude, that was so disgusting.
And I was like, ooh.
That was so gross to see their freaking nasty tongues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, and they just start.
Do you think she
casually...
was tonguing his little tongue stitches in there? You think she was
Oh, maybe.
I bet she
Do
was.
Do you think they were long enough to reach each other's tongues? Even.
Yeah, it showed there was a tongue situation happening.
That was happening. They were touching.
I witnessed the tongue.
Yeah, and they start just like casually fucking licking each other's wounds and shit,
teething flesh out of the way while they do it.
There. Yeah, and then they start like sucking on them and fucking like pulling pieces of flesh off with their teeth.
Yeah.
So do you think the reason why they're getting so fucking crazy is because they're like adrenochrome factories at this point?
Yes.
And so they're both getting high on each other's adrenochrome?
That's exactly what I... So
and
that
they just
was...
fucking freak the fuck out and kill
Well, because we don't see anyone's origin story. I think this whole thing was that bitch's idea because she came in there with a vengeance, ready to fuck.
Yeah.
I'm convinced she's the doctor's boss.
Well, and that's what I told Chris. I said, I can't decide if they're only doing this because... they are just getting high off of each other basically right now.
Yeah.
So it's just like this euphoric thing and they just keep going and going and going. Or if this was their plan all along. Like, I can't decide which way it is.
It was like a 13-minute scene.
Yeah.
That gets pretty... It's just so much blood. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to think they planned on escaping.
And let's talk about how we've been in black and white.
Oh, yeah, it does start getting red
and
here, doesn't it?
And then we get into
I didn't really
when they
that.
Meet up with each other and they start pulling on each other's fucking wounds and shit, and it starts getting color.
Yeah, we started getting artsy there.
And then, and then at the end, it's just them just fucking covered in red, you know?
Yeah,
two lovers I thought that was kind of cool how we went from black and white to just, like, the worst fucking scenes of the movie
This was the
color.
First guinea pig movie that, like, it climaxed the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
I agree.
The other ones have been like highs and lows, like visually mm-hmm. and even like cinematically, like what's mm-hmm. happening. This one was definitely like a, here's where we start and we're only going up from here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure.
And yeah, they just kind of keep going until they fucking die.
What a way to go.
Yeah. I even put it in my notes. Are they high or was that their pact?
I think that was the pact. I think her notes that we didn't see were like DTF.
Yeah. No, I really think, I kind of think so too. Like, I kind of think they just planned it. I kind of think they were just like, we're just going to fuck each other to death.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think the pact was, we're going to get out of here. She fucking rescues him. They do the fucking, they're like, oh my God. And things start getting a little fucking hot. And then right about the severed tongue kissing, they start getting fucked up on their adrenochrome. And then they just start ravaging each other. And the more they do it, the higher they get till they eat each other and die.
Yeah, because when she first turns him around to assume the pecking position, he kind of does seem reluctant. But then yeah. he gets the like lip quiver going on that's only assigned to keep going, in my experience. And that's when she's inserting herself into his back gash.
Yeah.
And it does only escalate from there, because every wound is ripped open.
Yeah, it is so disgusting. They just fucking like finger and fist each other's wounds.
Yeah. And also remove bits of flesh from the wounds with their teeth.
With their teeth. They just rip that shit off with their teeth.
I think we're in for a spicy blowjob, but it's actually her just removing stitches.
Yes. Oh, and my God.
I don't know why. I just thought this shit was fucking hot.
I did, too. I won't lie. It's honestly a little bit because I think he was bricked up during that part. Because it's a different size thing going on in his little boxers at that point than anywhere else in this scene. And I'm like, oh, he's into this.
Yeah. I think these movies are starting to fuck me up.
I wanted him to slap it on her bald little head. But that didn't happen for me.
Rub it over the ridge.
Yeah. Ridged for your pleasure.
She
looked
like she was ready for it too, man. She was looking up at him like fucking rabid. Like,
she was definitely the aggressor in this sexual encounter. This was her idea. Because he looked concerned and she's like, no, no, daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely the reluctant one at first.
Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, I thought we were getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No, no.
And so, yeah, after we see a very long time of them just destroying each other.
Oh, yeah. And then, they die. Uh-huh. And then I guess at the point of their death, it goes back to black and white.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I remember the end being in black and white.
Yeah.
Because I almost couldn't, I'm like almost on the spectrum. So I wasn't sure if I was like just putting in the red myself or if that was actually happening.
Yeah, that shit gets full color.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know when it changes. I really think it was a gradual thing because I didn't notice.
It definitely does because at one point they're covered, but it's black.
Yeah.
It was gradual when, I guess maybe during the severed tongue kissing, and it's very gradual. It almost gets sepia-ish almost.
Yeah, it's a gradient.
And then, yeah, it gets to full color.
Yeah, because I just remember just all of a sudden just fucking red everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, girl.
And then they're all fucking,
they're just fucking covered.
They're not going to make a better one than this, are they? None of them are going to be this good.
This one set the bar pretty fucking high.
This one was good.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to top this one. I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm excited to find out.
And so then, yeah, we get the weird, almost like backstory sort of thing from them.
There were some unnecessary bits in this film, and this was one of them. I was like, this didn't need to
happen
at all.
Yeah, that's what we said too. Like, this didn't need to be here.
Well, the doctor seems to be just kind of business as usual. He's got an eye patch. He's cutting out a new tongue.
Yeah. He said, what you gonna do? My first two fucked to death.
Yeah, he's got to find new ones now.
Yeah, so he's still going.
He can't just keep fucking himself up to get...
Yeah, he said, I only got one eye left.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if the credits start rolling at this point or if it's before the credits roll, but I guess we see basically how they got there, our victims.
That's what I assumed. I assumed that was how they got there. And my theory is that it was supposed to be kind of a thing to make you question whether they deserved what happened to them or not. That's why I think it was there.
They do like to promote like ambiguity where like moral high ground is. Yeah. That's a popular theme in these films too.
Little morality test, I guess.
I don't think the part belonged there.
I don't think so.
But I think that's why it was there, maybe.
If it did, they should have put it at the beginning.
Okay, so the credits roll.
Yeah, it's like in the credits we're seeing it clips between credits and then scenes of them coming to their house.
So would you count this as the movie? You probably would, huh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the movie.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, do we count, like, after credit shit?
If you're a Marvel fan, you definitely do.
Yeah, for sure.
I just fucking hate it.
I do, too. I think it's cheap.
I don't want to count it.
I don't think it's cheap. I think it's cheap, and I don't think it adds anything to it.
Well, it ended on such a fucking high note.
That's what I mean. Fucking I think it brought amazing. Us... Mm-hmm. I think it detracts from and then you what's get already this happened.
Fucking fart at the end. It just ruins the whole song.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the credits, we get scenes of them killing him, killing what appears to be his wife and then maybe daughter, and her killing what seems to be like her mom or something.
Yeah,
so it kind of looks like that's how they ended up.
Yeah, but it just almost feels like this was probably stuff they filmed and planned on putting it in and just like didn't actually find a place to put it mm-hmm. in.
Well, and you know damn well they didn't.
Or maybe they made the decision, we're just going to wait till the end and then make it like a question like, oh, what do you think about these people now?
It's got to be, right?
I think that's the only purpose it would have.
Yeah, but at that point, well, I guess if you put it at the beginning, you wouldn't feel bad for these people, really. Or
yeah, because the whole time you're like, oh, man, it sucks for these guys. And then you get this little piece at the end. It's like, ooh, did they deserve it?
Where well, she's also, like laughing though, while she kills her mom.
It would have explained a little bit why he was just kind of not protesting the whole time. He's like, yeah, this checks out.
Yeah. But also then, you know, I mean, so obviously if they kill these people, they're going to end up either in jail or in a mental hospital.
Yeah, this is the mental hospital.
And so
hospital.
Is this the mental hospital?
No, they got fucking...
that's why it's the pack
They got
itself.
Fucking kidnapped.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, this doctor... maybe this doctor worked at the mental hospital for a while. And
I think so.
This is not a normal fucking place.
This is like the guy that did the fucking lobotomies.
Yeah.
Like, he was cool. He was a cool, upstanding guy at one point, and then he went a little too far, and now he has his own little private office where he does his secret operations. Yeah.
No, this fucking...
Oh, but he kept practicing for a very long time.
Oh, I know. He just, on the side, had his own little private office at his house where he did lobotomies. Yeah. And people would come to him and pay him crazy amounts of money to do it to their loved ones.
I thought of him a lot during this. I was like, this is like him.
Yeah.
This is fucking Lucky Sky Diamond. These people got fucking kidnapped. This doctor is just doing things a little bit better. He's just taking fucking murderers and shit.
No, I think he's got a buddy at the psych ward that tipped him off. I've got these two crazy murderers. This bitch was smiling, and so he went to pick them up instead of the actual psych ward, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's like a Dexter kind of thing.
Yeah, I kill those who deserve to be killed.
Yeah.
And then I lick that's their why, fucking hearts.
That's why he put the picture of his family down, because he's only doing it for justice. And a little bit to get high.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot to get high and a little bit for justice.
I was like, I'm sure some people get a boner off justice, but I've never seen it.
It seems like our nurse guy worked on the sound and noise shit.
At the end of the credits, it really says, thanks to Alana Baker for bringing pizza to set. It was good.
It was good.
That's great. I love that.
Oh, Indiegogo. That was a... Yeah, these are people who funded the film.
Yeah.
I forgot about Indiegogo.
I know.
That was like GoFundMe before GoFundMe.
When I was looking at... I was looking at the Indiegogo, and they were giving away fucking props and shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Man, that would have been so fucking cool.
Yeah, that was like one of the earlier crowdsourcing...
That would be really cool to fund a movie like you fund... board games and shit.
I donated to the Veronica Mars remake.
Ate the Chosen One. He's fucking Kickstarter.
Yeah, my name's on the Veronica Mars credits. The same situation.
Oh, that's really cool.
There was thousands of us that donated though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I didn't watch a lot of it, but it was good. When I did watch it, I would just always watch reruns when me and Amy used to live together.
I was in that age range. I don't think rewatching Veronica Mars, it can't be as good as I felt like it was, but I was like a child then. So,
but that's like Kristen Bell, right?
Well, I just love her.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I just love that girl.
She was like Avril Lavigne if she was a detective, is how I would describe that show.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, that's the movie,
motherfucking movie.
And, it's definitely my favorite so far. Like,
what's that
I
mean?
Really liked
like
it.
4 stars?
I don't know, man.
Solid 3.
It's 3.8? Not a 3. It's definitely not a 3.
You've given a 3 away, haven't you?
Yeah.
Dude. I'm fucking loving this movie, man.
No, I have like
I don't think they're going to beat this one. I don't think they're going to beat it. That man's name is Rab Pee Wee Campbell. Okay.
Hell yeah.
We have Zombie .. Authority.
Thanks for funding the film.
The real MVPs.
Maybe I haven't given a 4. My highest rating is a 3.5.
No, I don't think... I've never heard you say 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, my highest rating so far is a 3.5, and that is Mermaid.
Yeah, it checks out.
This one's definitely going to be 4.
Yeah, this movie is great. It's a touching love story.
Yeah, these people found each other despite all odds. That's a very specific kink.
It's that trauma bonding.
Or something.
Something.
That little fucking end piece kind of fucked shit up, but whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't see it at first.
I didn't like it.
I left it playing and went to go pee, and I realized more stuff was happening. I was like, oh, not the sneaker scene. I hate that anyway in film. But
me too.
Like, just show your goddamn movie. Show it to me. Don't make me fucking wait around.
Yeah. I don't like the credit scene thing.
I liked the dead kid on the ground. But I think they should have... I understand it removes a bit of the like moral ambiguity throughout the film. But I think if they were going to have it, it should have been either interspersed throughout it or at the beginning.
I mean, I don't know. I think like in any other movie, it would have been whatever. I wouldn't have thought anything of it. But this movie ended so fucking perfect.
Yeah, the climax happened.
Just fucking amazing.
Stop rubbing it. Yeah. It's raw.
And then, yeah, they fuck it up a little bit by putting this shit in there.
Yeah.
And that's what I honestly think it was on purpose. I honestly think it was just to make you go, oh.
It is. It was the mind teaser. It's like, were these justified or not?
Yeah.
Or do you actually feel bad, Lise, for these people?
Did they deserve it?
Did they deserve it?
That bitch wanted it. Not only did she deserve it, she asked for it.
Yeah.
She was wet while she was stabbing her mom.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's... I don't know that I would say they deserved what, like, all the shit he did to
them.
Did
they deserve
like,
a heart licking?
Like, you know, he's just using them to get high, basically. Yeah. Just torturing them to get high.
She got her heart licked and she went to that padded cell and fingered herself.
But I mean, they definitely weren't innocents like you think through the whole movie.
Right.
We also don't know why that man killed his wife and daughter, though. Maybe they were really annoying.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You don't see anything leading up to it. You don't have any story to why this is happening. It's just his wife's there cooking dinner, and he's like, I'm going to stab this bitch.
Yeah, but maybe while she was sauteing those onions, she was like, well, I married some guy with a micropenis, even though she knew going into it that he had a micropenis. But ever since they tied the knot, she wouldn't shut up about the micropenis, so he just had to kill her.
Yeah. For all we know, she could be, like, poisoning his fucking chili right now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And so it was self-defense.
And, you know,
collateral damage.
We don't know why she kills her mom.
Probably fucking raping her.
But we do know she was very happy about it.
Yeah.
Either she's fucked up or her mom was fucked up.
Or both.
I think it still just fucking sells the movie short.
Yeah, it definitely detracts from pinnacle that we've already reached.
Perfect ending that you had.
Yeah, they could have died after death fucking and it'd have been fine.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
We could have been left with that fucking amazing
end
piece instead. We're like, oh, that's a great movie, but...
No, I agree. They definitely should have left that part out, I think. I was just trying to be like you and play devil's advocate and be like,
no,
oh,
that's
good.
Someone needs to. It's
this
boring.
It's why they did it. So, yeah, I thought it was a good movie. And usually I talk shit about the special effects, and usually I talk shit about the sound effects, and sound effects drove me absolutely fucking insane, but they were designed to do that, so I think they did a good job with that.
Yeah, effective.
And the special effects I can't really complain about because most of it was black and white. And,
well, that's the thing. I understand that's a cheap ploy, but it's one that's effective. Just make it in black and white. It's going to be so much more forgiving than...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that if it wouldn't have been black and white, we would have saw some issues.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't, we didn't.
I kind of want to watch the special features because I got, you know, behind the scenes shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole movie was shot in color.
Oh, okay.
They just put a black and white filter on it.
Okay.
I kind of like to see what they look like in color.
But yeah, that probably would be goofy cool. as shit.
That I don't would know.
Be cool to see. I mean, obviously, during the whole like sex ripping each other apart thing, I didn't see any terrible special effects that I could point out, but that was because I was just so fucking mind blown by what was going on, I think.
I won't lie. By like minute 9 of the cannibal sex, I was like, how long is this going to go for?
Yeah, dude, it was a long time.
I had to tap the screen to see how much longer in the film there was. I was like, oh God, we're still going.
I think that was the point where I checked how much time we had.
Yeah, I was like, how have we not bled to death?
Oh, I'm fucking dead. I was down for it. Hell yeah.
No,
yeah,
I was satisfied, but I mean, it just kept I was
going
just like,
and going. Like, my God. They can't
get any bloodier. They're coating the walls.
Yes, like they're already like covered in fucking blood and they're still going.
Yeah. Her being bald and coated in blood, when you think of it, is it Queen of the Damned?
Mm-hmm.
Almost. Maybe that spoke to my goth sensibilities or something. I don't know.
So do you think because this was in black and white is why the special effects look good?
I think that's a part of it. I don't know for sure. I mean, they might have just gotten better.
Uh-huh.
But
well, they've probably been both, right?
Kind of crappy up till now. So I just kind of assume that them putting it in black and white really helped them.
Well,
we know it's the same group of people, and we know that their first entry was not great visual effects.
Same dude, and I want to assume the same team worked on Bouquet of Guts and Gore.
Yeah.
And you were not down with those special effects.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think because the special effects dude was the director for this movie?
That's probably why it was in black and white.
That's what kind of I want to see it in color.
Yeah. No, I think it would be cool to see in color to see if they are just better or if it was the black and white just tricking us into thinking it's better.
I'd be willing to bet it's a little bit of both.
Probably, like,
Some they've got to be better because the first ones were not good.
Mm-hmm.
But also,
the first one had some fucking shit going on.
There was like two really good scenes in the first one, and then the rest of it was just not good compared to stuff we've seen from the
80s. Yeah. And you know, so I want to hope that maybe since it's the same people and maybe they saw the issues they had in the first one, they got better with this one. But I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of speculating. But I think, you know, if you're the special effects dude, you would know the best way to shoot your special effects.
Yeah, in black and white.
Black and white. I think
definitely got better, though, because even like the blood gushing out of stuff, that wasn't detracted from by being not in color. So, like, and that looked better than it did in the first one.
Yeah.
Even that part of the first one was goofy.
I think another thing that helps is even though most of the special effects stuff is super close up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And especially like the open wounds, how like bloody and gushy stuff is. Just that was way more convincing.
Pretty much fucking in it. Mm-hmm. And I think.
Or the raw bone. That looked like a raw bone.
Yeah.
And I think maybe with Kaya Guts and Gore, everything was so like far out.
Yeah.
You've seen every little
and they panned so often from like the actual actress to some doll, and it was just so like comic.
Yeah. Like, it was very noticeable for sure. I think that was a problem because like that leg scene in Bouquet.
It was just a tube of something.
And like you could see him just crushing it. And if they would have been zoomed in on the actual cutting, you wouldn't have noticed him crushing the fucking tube.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's how they did it in like Flower and shit. Flower and Flesh and Blood.
Yeah, these guys probably just learned from there.
They're just fucking in it.
Yeah.
Like, everything's more super close. Up,
yeah.
Yeah,
they learned from there. They learned from the predecessor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. That means if they made the rest of them, they're bound to get a better effects wise.
You know, I don't know if
I kind of hope this is their last one because I don't think they'll top it, and then they can be the goats of guinea pig as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Like, this was a fucking surprised me, man. This is a fucking hit.
Me too, because we watched the trailer and I was really hoping it was going to be good just from the trailer.
Yeah, because trailers are fucking liars, so I wasn't sure.
And so then I was like, man, this better fucking be good because I've been disappointed so many times.
And I was scared because I knew going in that it was an hour and a half, and these are normally like 40, 50 minute gigs. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this better not be a fucking hour and a half of bullshit.
Yeah.
And it was not.
I mean, maybe we need some artsy shit in our fucking gore movies, man.
I don't know why people would think that it would be detracted from by making it artistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I fucking loved it, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful movie. Love story. This is the fucking romance movie I could get behind.
Me too. That bitch knew what she wanted and she got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she fucking did. Look at her face right there. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
she's
about.
She's happy as shit.
Yeah. All right. So now what? Star ratings? Okay. Well, I'm going to go 4 stars. Yeah.
4 stars?
Yeah, yeah. 4 stars.
Damn. That. Sure. Now that's saying something.
That is saying something.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably rewatch this movie, and I would not want to rewatch most of the other guinea pig movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys made me, I would, but I wouldn't be, like, excited about it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it, like, today, but, you know, like, a year from now, I'd be like, fuck yeah, throw this shit on.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Bo.
Yeah, 5 stars.
5 fucking stars. Hell yeah.
Yeah. We love a boss bitch getting what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she did.
Yeah.
I'm convinced this whole thing was her idea.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's another reason I hate the exiting scenes is that like that detracts from the plot I've assigned to it in my brain. They should have let us imagine what was going on here. That's always better than whatever they decide.
I know. I'm so
because
fucking mad
you
about
just
that.
Yeah, because through the whole movie you just think she's just a badass and then
Now we realize she's fucking defective.
It's just like, oh, she's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, and like I said, you got the perfect fucking love story. It ends on with a fucking bang and then you're like, "Oh yeah, these people fucking suck."
Yeah.
So you're like, "Oh."
How about you, Chris? What's your star rating?
I really want to go 5 stars, but that end piece fucking pisses me off.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you give the last one?
3, probably. 3.
Bruh.
Mermaid has 4.5.
Is this better than Mermaid?
I don't fucking know, man. I want to say yes. I have this weird nostalgia for fucking Mermaid, even though I only seen it a few weeks ago.
Well, it was a redeeming arc in this saga, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think this is better than Mermaid.
I think so, too.
Yeah, this is a 5-star movie.
But you also seem to like artsy shit. Like, you seem to not have known that about yourself, too.
I guess
but,
so. I'm an artsy little fucking bitch.
Which makes sense why you like Mermaid, because that was the most artistic entry as well.
Can we take a break?
Yeah, break time. Brr. All right, so I'm at 5 stars. Now we're going to do, give me your spiciness scale and your what the fuck moment.
Man. I should have been thinking about this shit. I always know it's coming and I never think about it.
Okay. Do we continue with the spiciness scale or do we just go with just like general recommendation? Like, would you recommend this to...
I like that it makes Lisa squirm.
It is funny. But I'm kind of running out of fucking spicy food.
Yeah.
You gotta broaden your palate. This is entirely up to you guys. I don't care.
I just wanted to get in there.
I don't care.
Because I do want...
It's up to you. You really were intent on doing this.
Anyway, I do want to do like a general recommendation. Like, would you recommend this to like a mainstream horror fan or, you know, something like that?
I already have to engage in hyperbole to a certain extent for that because I don't like just encounter strangers and give them film recommendations anyway. So it's... I understand the premise of this question, but like if someone had asked me like, or if we were talking and we were mentioning stuff about like horror genre, I absolutely would.
Yeah.
Then.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think if somebody was into this kind of thing and, you know, especially because we've mentioned that it's comparable to Saw.
Yeah.
It kind of gives you Saw vibes.
This is Saw vibes for sure.
Yeah. I think if somebody was a Saw fan, I would definitely recommend this movie. I would be like, man, you should check this movie out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is still like... That whole fucking sex ripping each other apart scene.
That's pretty S-tier as far as films I've seen.
Yeah, like... But I don't know many people that would appreciate that.
I do. I don't know many who would talk about it, though.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
We also just engaged in his question instead of talking about.
Well, just like exactly like you did. At least just pretend, you know, you don't know anybody.
Well, I was just that's the example I was giving. I was like, I have to kind of pretend I'm the type of person that would recommend shit
pretend
anyway.
Pretend the person we're podcasting to is like a normie, and they want to wade into the waters of the extreme. Would you recommend this to?
I guess.
What is this normie going through if they're listening to guinea pig podcasts?
I know. Well, that's what I was going to say. If they're just a normie that just wants to dip their toes in horror.
It's a weirdly common thing.
This one's good. If you're going to start some, yeah, this is a selling point of the whole franchise.
Yes. This is, as I've said, the best one so far. So if I was going to recommend any guinea pig movie, it would be this one. And this is one that I could say, absolutely, I would recommend to someone if this was a topic we were discussing.
What's your what the fuck moment?
Man, God, I still wasn't thinking. Okay. What the fuck moment? Man, it's just got to be the whole fucking sex. Yeah, just the whole ripping each other
cannibal
apart.
Cannibal coitus. I was trying to find a way to make that alliterate. Yeah, cannibal coitus.
There we go. I like that word.
It's pretty good.
Coitus. Yeah, I think that was probably the what the fuck scene. Just that whole fucking like 10-minute scene.
Yeah. How spicy do you think this movie is?
Am I giving you a food?
Do you think, yeah.
What are you eating that's not food?
Are you doing like food? You've done this like 10 times.
I know, but he just said, how spicy is it? I didn't know if he wanted me to give him like a number or if he wanted me to give him a food.
Well, so historically, every other person I've ever heard like be like, oh yeah, that was spicy. I've never heard anyone reference a food like level in my life before this podcast. I thought that was part of the I thought that was part of the campiness here. So I think it's hilarious. And I am interested to know to what food you compare this level.
If Bloodshock was a food,
what would it be?
What would it be?
A volcano burrito with fire sauce.
All right. Okay.
And that's why that credit scene was a shot of milk, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Fucking doused my fire.
I love volcano burritos. Let me just me say too. That. First of all, yeah. I love volcano burritos.
Are they spicy?
They are a little bit spicy, but then you add the fire sauce and it's even spicier.
I agree.
Okay. I don't think I've had one.
They're good.
Yeah, I used to eat them all the time.
Yeah, I get them pretty regularly as well.
All right, Bo. Would you recommend this movie?
Yes. Especially where guinea pig films are concerned. I would just recommend this one defaultly where body horror film is concerned because it's up there with the best things I've ever seen probably. But, especially where guinea pig is concerned, this is a selling point of the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. How spicy do you think this movie is?
Well, I think like, you know, have you guys seen the hot ones? Forcibly eat obviously not delectable hot sauces.
Yeah, they eat different levels of hot sauce.
This is around like 400,000 on the Scoville scale, I think. So I think it's like the third to the last hot sauce on the hot ones.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Where we're at right now. But again, yeah. My shot of milk is in the credits. So.
Mm-hmm.
What's your what the fuck moment for this movie?
The heart licking, the palpating heart licking, the licking of the palpating heart. When he opens her chest cavity to lick her palpating heart.
Oh, God, yeah.
I said, ew, that's gross.
Yeah.
It just closes her back.
He sure does. He just carries on.
Yeah, that is a what the fuck moment. Man.
Otherwise, I'd agree with Lisa. The cannibal coitus is wild. What's your star rating for this film, Topher? I hate that, Topher.
I know. I'm not going to fucking say it. I'm just going to continue calling you Chris. You know that, right?
I was just trying to come up with something stupid.
Yeah, okay.
You succeeded.
Oh, yeah. You gave it 5 stars.
5-star movie.
What's your, would you recommend this film to somebody?
Hell yeah. I would probably recommend this film to literally anybody, whether they want to see it or not.
Hi, my name's Topher. Have you seen Guinea Pig 2?
American Guinea Pig 2.
Yeah.
Next time I see my mom, I'm probably going to tell her about it. She's not going to want to watch it, but I'm going to say that is a good movie.
I'll just tell her to have a gummy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, God damn it, Chris, stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
That's how it goes every time.
Where would
she's like, oh, you seen any good movies? And he starts talking about guinea pig movies, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Mom's praying for you.
Yep.
where's this where's this film land on the spicy scale for you, Chris?
This is a little spicy.
Pretty spicy.
Is it spicier? Do you think this movie's spicier than Bouquet of Guts and Gore?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of think so, too, in a weird way.
Because it looked and sounded more realistic.
I would probably put this one at, like, habanero pepper levels.
Okay.
Just straight eating the habanero, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot to me, at least.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seeds and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your what the fuck moment after the two that have already been mentioned? Because those are pretty S tier.
Well, you should go first if you want to get the best one.
It's going to pick all the good ones.
Yeah.
My what the fuck moment. I'm not completely biting Lisa's.
Yeah.
But in that scene, the girl's laying down.
Uh-huh.
And in her freshly fucking heart-licked chest.
Yeah.
He's just got both hands going up in there. He's basically feeling up her boobs on the inside.
Yeah, but it's just at that point, it's just mammary glands. You can't call that boobs anymore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Yeah. I was going to... I almost mentioned instead during the sex scene when she's like on her knees, but instead of a dick sucking, we're removing stitches and flesh with our teeth. Yeah. I thought that was a what the fuck, but...
Yeah,
definitely. You know, Lisa's was pretty all-encompassing.
I know. I just said the whole thing.
Just the whole moment.
It is a high. It is a universal high.
Yeah, oh my God. It was. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with the feeling her up from the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checking for lumps.
All right. There's only one thing.
Yeah. The leaderboard.
Only one thing left to do.
Oh, well.
The leaderboard.
That's pretty easy this week. This is obviously number one.
Yeah, it's going to go at the top of everyone's list.
Yeah.
It's going at number one on everyone's,
number
I think.
One for Lisa. Number one for Bo.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was the easiest one. Funny, we get to a decent film and how much easier it is to agree.
Now I'm a little conflicted.
I know Mermaid matters to you.
Mermaid lives matter.
It's definitely the most artistic entry is Mermaid.
It's going to go above or below Mermaid. And
well, I've already wrote it above Mermaid, so you're fucked.
He rated it higher than Mermaid. All right,
Bloodshock is my number one movie.
You did rate it higher than Mermaid.
Yeah.
Okay. Rating and leaderboard, I think, can be different things.
That seems entirely counterintuitive to me.
Okay, rating is from a technical standpoint.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Leaderboard is just your favorite movie.
Okay, I guess. You can prefer to watch a bad movie. Right, I get that.
I guess so.
This is a shitty movie, but I love it.
I guess you're right.
For me, it's like Charlie's Angels or Elektra, arguably terrible movies. I'll rewatch them any day of the week.
I've never seen either of those movies.
You're not missing a goddamn thing. Not the new Charlie's Angels. That I don't even know what to tell you about that.
The Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu one?
Yeah, girl. Those ones.
See, I've seen like parts of them, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, and the girls, you know, you're just not going to get hotter than Prime, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu, and Drew Barrymore. They were the hottest hot that's ever been hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
And then Demi Moore making a cameo, who's also up there on the hot scale.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, fuck off.
She's kind of hot. She's like fucking...
She's ancient. 80. She's got some vampiric chick.
She's still hot, and she's old now, yeah.
And those silicone lips can get to work.
Yeah. All right, Lisa.
I don't think it's silicone they put in there. That would be wild. It'd be some heavy ass lips.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
Run me through your top three movies so real fast.
Oh, okay, so my top three is going to go Bloodshock, Mermaid, and then Lucky Sky Diamond.
Okay. Oh, wow. I forgot that you liked that one.
Lisa was into Lucky Sky Diamond.
I
remember now.
I was, yeah. That's and another you one compared with a hot bitch. This to Lucky Sky Diamond. So
I
see,
think this is what that movie wanted to be. I do agree.
So see, you can see the similarities, why I liked 100%. Both of them.
Yeah, this is Lucky Sky Diamond and a little devil's experiment.
Except for one was just relentless screaming. This one had audio that was effective.
Yeah. It was what they tried to do. They tried to drive us crazy with the screaming, but it was just like, what the fuck
Except for
are
it was
you
mostly
even
just
doing?
Irritating. I was like, just kill her.
It was fucking irritating.
It was just stupid. These noises were clearly designed to drive you crazy.
Yeah, they were mad.
Yeah.
That means mine's got to be what? Like, this one, then
the two.
Number two, and then Mermaid? Or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you got Bloodshock, Flowers of Flesh and Blood.
Then Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you on Mermaid being the artsy. Like, that one's almost a different franchise.
No.
Yeah, it's different for sure.
Could you imagine if we got like a theatrical release of that one? Like they were supposed to do before all those murders and shit happened?
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
I wish they would have.
I know. Fuck.
And so then we have your top three as Bloodshock, Mermaid, and then three, He Never Dies.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
So, yeah, I mean, we all have Mermaid in our top three, and we all have Bloodshock as our number one.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I don't think they're going to beat it.
And then our others vary. I have Lucky Sky Diamond in my top three. You have He Never Dies, and Bo has Flower of Flesh and Blood.
Dude, I love that you have Lucky Sky Diamond in your top three.
I do, too. I know that the last week's has got to be my bottom of the list.
It is, yeah.
First American film was just garbage.
Yeah, it's definitely the bottom of your list. Guinea Pig 1's the bottom of my list, and Android is the bottom of Chris's list.
Yeah.
Right, that's six.
Yeah.
Android.
I still think about Lucky Sky Diamond from time to time. Like, I didn't really like the movie, but it was an experience.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
I think about Flower Goddess. I think that woman was incredible. I just wish I had a clue what the fuck she was on about the whole time. Because intermittent in the screaming was just her on about some shit.
Did Chris tell you that he looked into it and those squares were tofu?
We've had conversations. Yeah. We've had a few conversations about this because we're both concerned.
Yeah. I was like, I know you and Chris talk more than me and you do.
At this point, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, if my weird freaking translation AI thing is right, that was tofu.
It kind of looked like tofu, but I've just never I've never purchased tofu in that, like...
It was a weird consistency.
Form? Yeah. I haven't encountered that in person, but for it to be tofu would make sense to me.
I was like, it just looked to me like what people put on, like, video games or TV shows or something that they think tofu looks like. That's why I thought it was tofu.
Yeah, like the watery gray slab, which you can buy. I just haven't.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was like cream cheese or something, man.
She'd be fucking spooning it down either way.
Yeah, she loved it, whatever it was.
I just want to know how they go from doctor and nurse to fucking boss fights in a video game. You know what I mean?
No, that's why I honestly thought that one felt like a video game. Like, because I was thinking her in the Flower Goddess almost looks like a skin they would put on someone like Chun-Li or something in one of these fighter games.
It definitely looks like a costume from...
Yeah. But then she also got stabbed in the leg and gave up. So I don't know. Maybe not a fighter.
Yeah.
That one.
She tried. She tried.
This old girl got her whole head sawed off and fucking still mollywhopping. And this bitch got a toothpick in the calf and said, oh...
How do you go from fucking, how did our doctor go from fingering a brain, getting blowjobs, to just a fucking box man with a bread knife and a garbage dump?
Yeah, he just fell over.
Yeah.
Life hit him fucking hard, dude.
Fucking box man. That's probably the only thing I think about from Lucky Sky
champ.
Diamond.
What
fucking
a champion entry, box man. And the strange makeup he had as Boxman as well. You know, he put that on before he got in the box.
Oh, yeah.
And he stopped at the chin.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm convinced fucking Boxman and the doctor in this movie are not doctors. They are homeless people. Just fucking with everybody.
No, I honestly think they're doctors. Like I said, I think they're doctors like the lobotomy doctor. I can't remember his fucking name right now.
I know exactly. I literally listened to a podcast about him a couple days ago.
Yeah, I was like, I just read a book not long ago, and I have another one I'm about to read, but I cannot remember his freaking name.
This guy does seem to be more doctor than our box man.
Yeah, he did that dentistry work for free.
Yeah, man, he was just being a nice guy, trying to take care of a cavity.
What did box man ever do for that bitch?
Yeah.
Not a goddamn thing. He fingered her brain.
And he seems to have
chased her around in a damn box.
With a bread knife.
Yeah, the doctor in Bloodshock seems to have like a job, right? It's like he's selling that blood or something, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
He does seem to think he's getting a promotion.
Yeah. He obviously has a job if he's getting a promotion.
Maybe he's not head physician yet. I don't know. But.
Hey, man, for all we know, Boxman thought he was getting
well,
a promotion.
Well, I do hope that this all leads somewhere. In the first one, they alluded to the producers pretty often. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe at some point we'll get some, like, these are the provincial dictators of whatever cult these people all subscribe to. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, shit.
All right. Next week. We will be covering.
Next week is Song of Solomon.
Song of Solomon. You guys want to watch
is
the trailer?
Is this like biblical?
It is.
Okay. It is. It's like this, priests and shit.
I wondered.
Uh-huh. It's like The Exorcist, okay. Guinea pig style.
Dude, it is a pretty good one.
Okay, well, biblical shit's pretty, that's uh-huh. always a strong starting point.
And I think it's a pretty good story. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm not up on like fucking biblical shit, but well, I never made the connection.
There's some wild shit in the Bible, but Songs of Solomon is by far the wildest book other than maybe like Revelations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like an actual...
Yes, it's an actual book.
There's a book in the Old Testament called Songs of Solomon or Song of Songs, depending on the...
Uh-huh. I do
Depending
know,
on what version.
I do know a couple fun facts about this movie. I don't know about the truth of them.
Okay.
Apparently, our dude, Stephen Biro, emailed the Vatican... and posed as a priest and got a book of exorcism from the Vatican.
Well, that's not even hard to do. They hand those things out like pamphlets in Italy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so all the exorcisms that we're going to see in this movie are supposedly real.
Oh, okay.
Like, from the book.
Well, I hope that's true.
Yeah. He's supposed to also have gotten legit, like, priest robes from the Vatican.
They take the Lord so unseriously, like, at the Vatican, though. Jesus is on, like, number 4 or 5 on the list of who gets prayed to the most in Rome. So, as you know, yeah, not a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Mary is the one who matters. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mary's, for Italy, it's Mary. Yeah. Mary's the big one. But yeah, we have watched this, and I thought it was pretty good.
Well, I forgot that it was titled Song of Solomon, and I was like, oh, that I wonder if that's biblical.
Yeah.
No, I will admit this one, the acting is fucking atrocious.
It is. Yeah, okay. So
I think
the acting
we've given up
bad.
On the actors being like good at this, but
I know, man. The demon chick does pretty fucking good though.
And this was before I knew anything about guinea pig movies when we watched this. It was just a movie that Chris suggested we watch.
Well, they're so convoluted anyway. It's not like any of these have anything to do with so far.
Oh no, this one's definitely like totally different than anything we've seen.
Mary?
Tell me about Mary. Your
dreams.
That girl could hold the key to
that's our doctor.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
It is your task. No! Wilson!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was our nurse.
Yeah, she took Sloppy Toppy real serious.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. I didn't even notice it was him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to watch it again because I thought it was pretty good the first time we watched it. I really need to know if it's going to be better than Bloodshock or not.
I bet I'll like it. I don't think I'll like it more than Bloodshock, but
yeah. I think I might be where you're at.
Yeah, because
Well, I mean, you guys just gave Bloodshock 5 stars each, so.
Well, exorcism movies are always like a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
The hype is always cool until we get to the actual excising, and then it's always a letdown.
Yeah. I'm excited to find out.
Yeah.
Tune in next week to What the Fuck Are You Watching?
Yeah.
Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.